On the barometer, dew point of 36 and 82% humidity. And got back yesterday afternoon from showing what I do down at the Voyager Marine Electronics open house. Hauled the displays back up and stuck them back in the storage unit. So quit done with those for a while. I'm going to run back over there today and grab a couple of things that I had left in a couple of the tote bins that I need, like my cell phone charger and one or two other items. But all in all, it went well. A good time was had by everyone, I think. And other than that, I don't have a whole lot to add. We're back to whatever passes for normal operations here in the shop. KB1 PLC over to K1 YPM. Good morning again, Neil.
YPM?
K1YPM in Greenland, New Hampshire, and on top of everybody now. I see how the net logger is working, and so I see the gray lines, and when I can finish. I noticed there's a delay before the line comes up. And then it goes that way. Well, we'll figure it all out. And by this time next week, I'll probably be an expert at it. Well, the temperature here in Greenland is, right now is, I think it's about 36 degrees. And the barometer is at 30-something. I'm kind of awkward here because my computer's to my right. And I'm trying to watch that and watch the other things at the same time. I'm going to make this my last transmission. I'll be checking out because I got to get my breakfast and get dressed and go to church. So I'll see you guys all again tomorrow and have a good day and stay out of the blazing sun. It's blazing. So I'm going to turn it over to my people. Yeah, I guess we're going to do it.
K1YPM, K4EI.
Well, thank you, Neil.
And good morning to the rest of the 3830 Breakfast Club. Jeff here in Warrenton, Virginia.
And Neil, yeah, glad to hear that you got that level working there.
And indeed, there's about a 30-second delay between when each of our individual computers, each of our individual PCs, queries the server and gets an update. So that's why you're going to see some latency built in there in terms of the pink line advancing and so on. So that's just kind of the way that works. Anyway, it's 48 degrees here in Warrenton, Virginia, with a mix of sun and clouds this morning. And it's going to be mostly overcast this afternoon, but it's going to be a really nice day. It's going up to 71 degrees, so it's just be a perfect day to get outside and do whatever you want to do. And in fact, my wife left about an hour ago. She's driving downtown with several local friends to run the Cherry Blossom 10-mile race. So it should be a wonderful day for all the racers down there in town to enjoy that. The cherry blossoms are in full bloom, and it should just be a nice experience. And then the other piece of news is I got up this morning to find an email from Jeff, K1NSS, down in Florida. He's a ham that does graphic design, and he's working on a QSL card design for me. So he sent me a mock-up of some of his initial thinking, and I'm just fascinated with the process. It's not unlike when I published my motorcycle book a couple of years ago, and ended up having an artist design the cover for me. So this is a similar process. But anyway, it's interesting to see what Jeff has come up with, and I'm looking forward to seeing the final design shortly. Hopefully more news on that shortly. Anyway, with that, I wish everyone 73 and a terrific day. And over across the field and across the road to my friend Jim, Cade SLC from K4EI. Take it away, Jim.
Roger. K4EI.
KI in the group, KNSLC. Well, good morning, Jeff. Good morning to the Breakfast Club. Jim here, Warren's in Virginia. My weather looks just like yours, Jeff. I don't know why. 50 degrees going up to 71, overcast and slight chance of rain here. Well, put a hole in the roof of the RV yesterday so I could run the wires through. Checked everything with a stud finder to make sure there's no electrical or stud or anything like that I was going to run through. And it actually went quite smooth. I was you're always hesitant about something like that. Drilled through a wire or something like that, trying to put the hole through. But everything worked out great. That's about all that's going on here. Everyone have a wonderful day there. And over to Rick, N3RO to take it, KSLC.
Okay, thank you, Jim. N3RO in Frederick, Maryland. And I'm watching the lightning map here this morning, and it's indicating about 486 miles to the storms. I'm seeing lightning strikes pretty regular in western Tennessee, Alabama, right about in the middle. I also see a small storm off the Atlantic coast off South Carolina. Nothing around North Carolina, Virginia, or Maryland, Pennsylvania this morning, so that's coming in from quite a distance. We do have a high pollen alert here today. It's currently 45 degrees under cloudy skies, headed to 68 today. Winds are dead calm, zero out of the north. Humidity is 100%. And the barometric pressure is absolutely still. It's flat at 30.25. The air quality is fair this morning, as it usually is this time of the morning, but going to high pollen alert for later today. Everybody sounding real good this morning. I was listening on my smartphone in the kitchen while I fed the cat and did the coffee thing. But signals very, very good this morning coming through the PA SDR, hearing everybody. So we'll keep it going. Rich, I'm one and done. And with that, I'll listen out here. Up to Gary, who I hope your Wi-Fi is percolating for you there now, Gary. KC1JZR, this is N3RO.
Thank you very much, Rick. N3RO, KC1JZR. Yeah, every once in a while I have repeaters throughout the house, and the one for the shack here every once in a while is does something, I don't know, so I just shut that down and turn it back on, and we're good to go. Good morning, everyone. It's 34 degrees here in Holyoke, Massachusetts, and we're supposed to go up to 67. Kitchen ceiling project is nearing an end. All the popcorn has been removed. That was a major job. And now I'm just going to be going over and touching up the little nicks here and there where my wide plastic putty knife grabbed some of the drywall there in the ceiling. So a little sanding and then a little spackling and a little more sanding, and then I can put the kilns on the ceiling, maybe two coats of that, and then finally get to do a final ceiling paint. Let's see. I want to thank Bill, K3ABE, for the tip on amp tuning. Even though moving a little bit up and down the band, I usually don't play around with the amp too much, but I was noting that I could get a little more out of the amp if I did do that, so I'd like to thank him for that tip since we both share the same model amplifier. I guess probably to conclude, I got Christmas lights and extension cords and all that stuff to now start finally taking out of all the bushes and trees out on the front lawn, etc. It's supposed to go up to 67, as I said today, so it looks like a good day to do that. Okay, with that, I'm going to say good morning to all. I'll be hanging out on 3834 for a bit. Pass it on to Steve, NK1Z. Over to you, sir, from KC1JZR.
Thanks, Gary. Good morning, everyone. NK1Z, Steve here in Coventry, Connecticut. Yeah, we're 33 degrees. Supposed to be a nice day. A nice day yesterday. Did get both of the vehicles, give them a thorough after winter wash, you know, the corrosives that the governor likes to put on the roads. A little tricky here this weekend. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, has passed away Friday after a long battle with cancer, so we're working through all that. It's a little bit tricky because most of the family is out in Edmonton, and she's going home to Newfoundland, and so we're trying to get all that squared away for my wife and everything, so that's a little tricky. But the good news is we're headed out today to go bike shopping for my granddaughter, which is really good, because my grandson, who's just a little bit younger, he's like 7, he just learned how to ride his bike, so maybe this summer we'll do some of that when we go camping and stuff, so I'm actually looking forward to that, and maybe if I find the right one, I'll get a new bike for myself. So with that, I will pass it on to Hector. Good morning.
Check me out, this is me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Hector. Okay. Thanks, Steve. NK1V and 73 Dr. K, W2NPR, broadcasting from the beautiful northern hills of Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, right now it is 55 degrees, 91% relative humidity. And looks like it's going to be a nice day. Glad to get in here and sit in front of the radio for a change. And I like this NetLogger. I have never used this software, believe it or not. Downloaded it this morning. And here we are. So, yeah, it looks like a pretty neat gizmo. Wish I could use something like this when I'm mobile, but... just have to pay close attention, I guess. Other than that, I hope things are well with everybody. It's been a very busy, hectic week, and actually a very busy and hectic last 2 weeks. So, but we're surviving, and as the saying goes, this too shall pass. So, we'll see how things go. Other than that, nothing too terribly new and exciting. Just, glad to get in here and have a little bit of radio fun, and, well, here we are. I'll see you guys on 34 in a little bit once I refill my very large ceramic mug full of wake-up serum. So, with that, I will pass it to Pete, N1TCH. Good morning from W2NPR.
You there, Pete? M1TCH?
TJ.
Thank you there, Pete, and you have yourself a great day. It's Bill Copley, Pennsylvania, K3ABE, where it's currently 41 degrees, looking for a high of 70. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, but it wasn't too awfully bad. Solar panels, there's 45 of them up there on the roof, and they were making some good energy. It was sunny, at least in the afternoon, so hopefully they'll continue to power through more energy, or make more energy, should I say. Gary, KC1JZR. My amp is sitting here to the left of me broke. And you're going to listen to me? I don't think so. Anyway, I'm just kidding you. I did record this session here since I've been up, so from K1PLC on down, I'll put a postal link and I'll put the times on when you are there. So I'll send a little email out to Richie. Richie, if you want to, and Gary too, if you want to put it out to the group, that's fine. It's up to you. You don't have to. And what else? Let me see. I think that's it. It looks like we're at the end of the list here. I got a late start this morning, so that's why I'm on the bottom of the list. Just couldn't seem to get up. And other than that, that's going to do it for me. I got some fuses coming today. We're going to do some fuses, put some fuses in. Both the fuses, the inline fuses, had blown. So the question becomes, why? Is it a bad tube? Well, all the tubes look good, but that don't mean anything. So we'll do some troubleshooting today. I hope we'll get some of the pieces that I need, and we'll get on with it and get this amp working here shortly. So with that, I'll say 73rd to the Breakfast Club, and I'm going to toss this on back to... Oh, that's right. QRZ was down yesterday, Richie, so you had nothing to do with it. None of it was your fault, and I didn't think it was. So anyway, I just want to toss that out there. We're back to status quo, and I'm going to send this on back to Richie. W2FPS is K3ABE. Take it away, Richie.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill. K3ABE in the Breakfast Club, W2FPS. Well, yesterday was a busy day for us. My son and both the grandsons and daughter-in-law came over after we watched the demonstration of the drum corps at the school that my grandson is in. And they came over here and made quick work of digging out six big rose bushes. They just went in there with shovels and picks, and there are now six rose bushes at the tall end of the woods. They were getting some kind of a thing called thrips, which are little bugs that eat the buds. To get rid of them, you got to use very, very bad insecticide, and we don't use that stuff, so they have gone. And we don't use that stuff because it kills bees and other things, so we are not going to be planting something else, I guess, and I'll be doing some more digging. Let's see, it's 7 o'clock. Mike, you going to go on 34? All right, very good. All right, then I will I'll say good morning to everybody. And 73 to all, and I probably will not be on 34. I have a bunch of stuff in the kitchen I gotta do. We had a party here last night, and there's a sink full of dishes I gotta take care of. We'll be doing that. So with that, are there any further comments or late check-ins for the Breakfast Club? All right, very good. Well, as I said, Bill, you maybe didn't hear it early on, but the net showed open on Netlogger until 8:30 in the morning, so somebody had it locked in in trying to create the net instead of monitor. So, well, we'll figure it out. I don't know who did it, but we don't care, as long as we got it back. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. W2FBS, beautiful downtown West Webster, New York, will close the 3838 Breakfast Club. Here on the Sunday, April 7th. Take care of yourself, take care of each other. We'll see you tomorrow. W2FBS clear. And we might fly down to 34 in about 10 minutes.